Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Chaf Hei, Kiddushin 25b, pagination is 50, starting from the new Mishnah, 6 lines from the top. Behema Gasa Niknis B'Mesira. Large cattle animals are acquired by Mesira, by giving over of the reins. The seller hands over the rope or whatever it is to the buyer, and that is the act of acquisition. Vehadaka, and small animals, sheep and goats, are behagba'a, by lifting them. Divi Rab Meir Rabbi Eliezer, this is the ruling of Rab Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, behema daka niknes b'mishicha, that these small animals are acquired by an act that causes the animal to walk. Mishicha literally mean pulling, but in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Gimel of Choshen Mishpat, we find a whole number of examples. Afilu karala, even if you called it, hikisha b'maklo, tapped it with a stick and caused it to walk. Kevan sha'akra, yad v'regel kana. Once it moved its feet, hands and feet, meaning front legs, back legs, that would be an act of acquisition. So we're being introduced to a number of different methods that might work in order to acquire an animal. And the Mishnah is here because this first part of the Perek has been designated largely to describe different types of kinyanim. We started off with how a woman becomes married, what act of acquisition, so to speak, will acquire her marriage rights. And we continued with the discussion of avadim, how they are acquired. And likewise, in all these cases, how the person is set free. And now we're going to discuss animals, also acts of acquisition. In the case of animal, it's not really how you're going to be set free that we need to discuss, because we understand the same way that a person acquired the animal, the next person can acquire the animal from them. And therefore, all we're really focused on is how a kinyan is made. So far, we've been introduced to the concept of mesira, handing over the reins. We've been introduced to hagba'a, lifting an animal. And we've been introduced to the concept of mashicha, causing the animal to walk. Which ones of these and what their parameters will be discussed in halacha. But it's important to note that buying the animal with money is a weak position. It's a matter of discussion in that typically by movable objects, money was legislated rabbinically to not be a good kinyan. And the reason is that we were worried that if a person would buy something with money, he's doing a transaction on something that's still in the possession of the seller. And if there would be a fire, for example, the seller can shrug his shoulders and say, it's not mine anymore anyway, and he wouldn't save it. And therefore, they legislated against money being used for movable objects as a kinyan, and they wanted a different type of kinyan to be used, and hagba'a, lifting something, for example, would be a very practical way of acquiring it. And similarly, over here, we're discussing which kinyanim are appropriate for animals. Now, the Gemara moving down cites the opinion of Reb Shimon, You could see it in the Gemara about 8 lines up at the end of the line. Rabbi Shimon Omer zu v'zu behagba'a. Rabbi Shimon holds that both behema daka and behema gasa, the small animals and the large animals, are both acquired by lifting them. Now, there certainly are cases that you could lift even a behema gasa. These large animals at birth, for example, can be under 100 pounds, and they could definitely be lifted. And Reb Shimon is saying that the kinyan is going to be hagba'a, lifting. Maskefla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked, Elameyata, if you tell me that the only kinyan available for animals is lifting, pil l'Reb Shimon b'ma yikne, how can a person acquire an elephant according to Reb Shimon? Now, presumably he chose pil as a very clear, in-your-face example. The elephant in grown form is extremely large and heavy, and one could not conceive lifting it. At birth, it also has significant weight, approximately 200 pounds. In any case, the fundamental question here might not be limited to an elephant. It might be, how do you acquire large cattle as well? Animals like a cow are well over 1,000 pounds. In any case, this is his question. An elephant, how do you do a kinyan? And apparently Rav Yosef took it that there's got to be a way that you could be kona these things. Amale Abaye. Abaye answered, indeed, b'chalipin. You could use a different kinyan called exchange. You give something of value, an item, a keli. We use this type of kinyan by authorizing the rabbi to sell the chametz, where we exchange a pen. The rabbi gives you his pen in exchange for authorization to sell the chametz, for example. So there's a concept of chalip in exchange. So you would do an exchange, and therefore the elephant would belong to you. Inami b'socher es mekomo, or you rent the location that the animal is on. And as we'll see later in future sessions, there's a kinyan agav, there's a kinyan chotzer. There are different ways that you could acquire something because of its proximity, its location. And therefore, that would be the kinyan. Keep in mind that if we held of mesira, handing over the reins, so like an elephant trainer could hand the reins to a different elephant trainer, in the circus, of course, and that would be the kinyan. So this is the suggestion of Abaye, that we could expand the number of kinyanim available, even according to Reb Shimon. Reb Zera Amar, Reb Zera says there's another possibility. Mevi arba'a kelim, you bring 4 vessels, like mini stages, umanichan tachas raglav, and you place them under the animal's legs, shamat mino, and you could hear from his suggestion of the solution here, that kelev shalokeach b'shus moche kone lokeach, that the vessels of the buyer, even if it's in the field of the seller, is enough to get it into the possession of the buyer. And the Gemara says that's not really a proof. It could be that they were standing in an area that does not belong to the seller. And in any case, this would be a possible solution, that you have the animal stand up in what becomes designated as your reshus, your possession. And therefore, even if you didn't bring it to your own field, you would still be able to be kona in this makeshift sort of chatzer yard that you're creating through these 4 stages. Inami, or very interesting, Bachavile Zemoros, through a pile of branches is the way Rashi learns. Hagivoim in ha'aretz shlosha tefachim, it raises the animal. When the animal climbs on these branches, it raises the animal 3 tefachim off the ground, approximately 12 inches, and thereby, by doing so, it's as if you lifted the animal that amount, and therefore you acquired it. Tosfos learns that these chavilei zemoros are food for the animal, v'hu kofetz, and the animal jumps off the ground in order to reach the branches, and because you're the one who caused the animal to jump, that's considered an act of acquisition. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.